Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marcus, when you look at last season after the trade, what to you was the biggest difference between that August and then the finishing kick you had in September?
I don't think it was much. I just think anytime you're traded, first time for me, it's definitely a whirlwind. So just getting settled, kind of getting in the routine of things, just becomes a little off. So once I feel like I settled in, I felt like I was pretty good. And I looked to kind of carry last year over into this year.
When you finish a season, spend the off season working, is there one thing in particular that you generally tend to focus on, or this season in particular, this off season in particular, any one thing that you wanted to improve upon?
I mean, not necessarily anything in particular. I'm right in the weight room the day that the season kind of ends, and I put a huge emphasis on my body. So I'm extremely prepared. My body is extremely stable, extremely strong. My mind is extremely calm. So I'm kind of prepared for whatever, to be honest with you.
What does a calm mind feel like? How do you know if your mind is calm versus if it's ever not calm?
That's hard. That's hard to put into words. I think it's different for everybody. I'm very conscious, and it's something that I focus on, whether it be reading, whether it be meditating, whether it be finding, whatever it is, just to kind of find my calm. And I know that when I'm at a good place there mentally, I know that I'm pretty much unstoppable. So that's kind of the biggest thing that I'm always focusing on.
How much more of an adjustment did you kind of have to make last year, between in the NL as opposed to the AL? Are you feeling more comfortable going into this season now that you've had a taste of it?
To be honest with you, my confidence never wavers, ever. I think I'm the best on the field whenever I'm out there, always. That's how I was raised from my father, and that's how I'll continue to be. So confidence stays the same no matter what. It's just a different league, different lineups, different hitters. I'm excited for this year. I think I'm going to be good, really good. I think I should be dominant. I put in a lot of work in the offseason, and my stuff's moving all over the place. So I'm excited to go out there and compete with the team that we have, which is pretty incredible.
We have Mike Nassib. Did you say your name?
Justin Walters picks a left. And Marcus, when Rojas was hired, you tweeted about how you were more excited about having him as a manager. Mm-hmm. Can you just speak about his relationship with you when he was a quality control coach, but now that he's actually the manager, and what excitement level he brings to this team?
Yeah, I think kind of in-house, to be honest with you, the feel that I got when I got over here. I was only here for 2 months, but everyone loves Rojas. Kind of seemed like everyone wanted him to be the manager when that spot was kind of vacated. So to see it play out like that, it was just kind of a assurance and reaffirmed to everybody in the clubhouse that they love the pick. I mean, he's kind of coached a lot of the guys in the clubhouse coming up through the systems, and everyone has a pretty good rapport with him. So I'm excited. He's amazing. Just his ability to connect with you and break down the game with you while not being overwhelming. He has an unbelievable feel. So I think he's going to be a great manager for many years to come, and I'm excited to play for him.
Marcus, when the commissioner's report on the Astros sign stealing came out, you seemed kind of upset about the situation and what it had become. Do you still have those feelings? And if so, do you anticipate you might have to speak with Mariznick and Davis about it?
I spoke on it already. I'm not addressing it anymore. I spoke it on Twitter, said exactly what I had to do, and meant every word. That's where I'm going to leave it.
You mentioned, Tim Healy from Newsday, you mentioned that you expect a lot from yourself this season. What specific individual goals do you have for 2020?
I mean, honestly, I want to win a championship, not necessarily individual. I know what I'm going to go out there and do, to be honest with you. 200 innings is always kind of my goal in my head. That's kind of the bottom of where I want to be. I truly believe if you go out there and you throw 200-plus innings, everything kind of takes care of itself, because you have to be in games. You have to be throwing deep in the games to be able to accumulate that. So that's always my goal. I'm excited to strike more guys out this year. I'm just excited to play. I put so much work in this offseason, so it's now this time just going out and having fun. So I can't wait to get out there.
You talked about the offseason work. Is there anything you did differently or anything that stood out from your routine? And also specifically, can you –
describe the origin of that wine glass core workout you
were doing? I'm the biggest proponent of the weight room. I truly believe that my entire career is kind of based off my work ethic and everything that I put when kind of no one's watching. So I love being in the weight room. I love training. I have Nikki Huffman, who's my she's with me permanent. She used to be with the Blue Jays. She's with me permanently now, just kind of being my strength coach, my PT, kind of that all-in-one stop, and she's incredible. So I kind of listen to her. She knows my body better than anyone. And the stability, the bear crawl, it's just, that's a stability thing. So my biggest thing I preach when pitching is core strength, stability, flexibility, mobility. So the bear crawl is the kind of the highest level, being able to do that with a wine glass of stability. So that's something I'm always focusing on.
How many takes did you have to do that video?
I'm going to be honest with you. I swear on my life, one take.
Marcus, you know, you talk about stability, and obviously for any pitcher, any pro athlete, their core stability is so critical. But especially what we see from you with your workout on the fields and all the different variations of your delivery, it seems like maybe you put in even greater emphasis on it. Why, for the way that you pitch, is that exceptional core stability so important?
Yeah, I think I have the best core in the league. I do. I put a lot of work in that, so I'm extremely stable. And like you said, I'm 5'7", so I need to get everything possible out of my body, and I figured it out to exactly know how every part of my body needs to work for me to be elite out there. And stability is a huge thing for me. Like I said, I can't put enough on my time in the weight room and how that translates onto the field. I truly believe it starts there. So going forward, I mean, I'm ready to go out there and throw 7-8 innings right now. My body's ready. Like I said, I don't have the luxury to get away with certain things that 6'2", 6'3", 6'4 guys have. I need to get every possible perfect thing out of my body, and I do. So I'm in a great position. I can't wait to dominate.
This is your 8th or 9th professional season, I believe. Is it exciting that at the end of this one you can hit free agency and finally pick where you get to work?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, I'm not too focused on that right now. I love the team that I'm on. Like, I love this squad. I truly think we're special and we can do special things this year. So everyone in the clubhouse kind of believes that. And we're kind of just doing everything in our power to show up every day and get that going. We want to be playing in October. That's the goal of every single person. We know that we have that capability. Free agency will take care of itself, like I said. It's all been manifested already, and it will all play out how it's supposed to play out.
Tisha, those are Daily News. Is moving up in any given rotation one of your goals, like career goals? Obviously, DeGrom is a little harder, but is that something you would want for this season?
Not at all. I mean, I don't think that matters at all, to be honest. Whether 1 through 5, like I said, I'm going to go out there and throw 200-plus innings this year and be dominant. So it doesn't really matter where you're at. You're still picking up the ball going out there every fifth day. I could care less where I'm at in the rotation.
Justin again, picks 11. Marcus, obviously you spent some time with this team last year, but does this spring training feel any different being a guy from Long Island playing in New York? Has it more something now like, wow, I have a lot of family and friends that are going to get a chance to coach my games a lot more often in this whole experience?
I think that hit me last year, to be honest with you. That first game I pitched at Citi Field was pretty electric, and I think that's kind of shows the testament to me being from New York. All the New Yorkers, everyone from my hometown kind of showing up, and I feel like that was a playoff game, and I look forward to having that atmosphere in that park every single time I touch that rubber. I love excitement. I love the lights. I love pressure. The more pressure it is, the more I kind of lock it in, so I'm not scared of any moment. I fear nobody, and like I said, I'm excited to rock.
Tim, Tim Britton from The Athletic. You mentioned the strikeouts, and your strikeout rate did jump with the Mets late last season. Has that been a conscious effort to kind of increase the number of punch-outs for you?
No. I could punch guys out more. I also have the best sinker in the league, so I could keep the ball on the ground with the best of them as well. So it's just a balance of kind of what I want to do. I think I'm going to have the ability to do both this year, keep the ball on the ground and also raise my strikeouts, which will be pretty pretty hard to do. But as long as I keep my walks down, which is kind of my emphasis, I think I should roll.
Just to follow up on the thing you were saying about hiring Nikki Huffman, how did that come about? Obviously, you had a previous relationship.
Yes, Nikki did my rehab for my ACL. When I tore my ACL, I went back to Duke University. I got my degree, finished my degree, and I also got with a team, Dr. Butler, Jason Shutt, and Nikki Huffman. Dr. Butler and Jason Shutt are now with the St. Louis Cardinals. Nikki Huffman, I brought her over to the Blue Jays at the time, and like I said, she knows my body better than anyone. She kind of nursed me back to health, and I was back to playing on a big league field in 5 months post-ACL surgery, which is pretty incredible. So, like I said, with her in my corner, I feel like I can't lose. So I'm excited to have her with me. I kind of pulled her from the Blue Jays just because it's what I needed to do. And, yeah, I'm excited to have her on my team.
Thank you.